Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brother. Let me ask you a question. What if this next year was to go in this direction? You wake up for Salat al-Fajr, not because you have to, but because you want to and you know how this will bring you closer to Allah to further dominate your day. You pray and it's not just some regular passive prayer. You feel it, feeling closer to Allah. You walk this earth with gravity. You enter a room calm, confident, and people feel your presence. The people that are closest to you, your loved ones, they love you and they trust your word. You have a group of brothers, maybe three or four, that you can call on at any time because you know they will respond to your call. You know why you were put on this earth as a man. Wouldn't that feel beautiful? However, most men listening to me right now are not living that life. From the outside, mashallah, they have a good job. You know, they're Muslim and they're happily Muslim. They're praying. Their family is there, healthy. But on the inside, it's a totally different story. When you pray, you're not really there. You have one or two things that no one knows about that you thought, you told yourself you're going to leave it only to do it more consistently. When you walk into the room, people didn't even recognize you're there. They don't recognize your presence. You hold no gravity, which brings lack of confidence and lack of calm. Every time you go to the masjid, it's just become routine. There's no brothers that you can really talk to. There's no brothers that talk to you. You have friends, but the friends are not people that you feel as you call your day one, that you can rely on after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe you're married, but your wife doesn't look at you the way she used to. Maybe your marriage is already broken, and you're just walking on eggshells wanting to keep the peace, being conflict averse. Maybe you're not married yet and you are anxious even, wondering what kind of man you will be for the one that Allah decides to give you. Different stories, same drift. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the chapter of Hashr, and do not be of those that forgot about Allah, for Allah caused them to forget themselves. Now this verse is not a verse for the disbeliever. This is a warning for the believer that goes through life drifting and just can't feel anymore. And this is how shaitan works, slow and quiet. And this may be worse than a crisis because people cannot even see it. Add it up over the years, and the man who shows up at 40 is not the man that promised himself he would never be like that when he was 20. Let me tell you about Brother Hamza. Brother Hamza joined Masterman over a year ago, praying on autopilot, occasionally snapping at his family, and had some habits that he wanted to get rid of. Inside Masterman, he had a simple daily tracker, brothers calling him out and holding him accountable. His family started to notice the difference. His wife told him she started to see the change at home, physically, spiritually, and particularly in his leadership. Same job, same man, different system. Allahumma barak. This is why you haven't become him. You have no accountability, no brotherhood. You don't know your identity really. Therefore, you don't know how to appropriately lead. You've been trying to be this serious, disciplined man, working off of willpower and motivation. That doesn't work. Even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had his sahaba, particularly Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali. Now, Masterman is built through four parts of your life. We like to call them the four Fs, and each F is represented by a module. They are faith, family, fitness, and fraternity. The first of them being faith, the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you is brought back through our identity and purpose module. This is the way that Allah has intended you to be before society told you otherwise. The second F is fitness. Not fitness of the body only, but fitness of the mind and the soul. You're in control and making the decisions on clarity and confidence through our discipline module. Daily non-negotiables, locked in, no compromises. The third F, family. The house that you are currently leading or the one you are planning to lead. Through our leadership module, protecting, providing, and presiding, qawama, in motion. You walk in with gravity, not just having the title of a throne. The fourth F, fraternity. Real men that notice if you disappear through our brotherhood module, a pot of serious men who are held to the line by having weekly check-ins. Now, identity and purpose runs through all of this. When nobody's watching, no one's asking, and you're alone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The maintenance of that is the discipline that must be maintained in order for you to be solid and successful, inshallah ta'ala. And discipline runs through all of this. the salat that you keep when no one is watching, the temper that you withhold in order to maintain calm in your household, the phone that you do not put your hand on in order to sit with your family. Discipline is the thread that runs through all of this and maintenance by your faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing your purpose. Now, practically, that means weekly sessions with me, a daily tracker that you will actually have to fit in, accountability calls weekly with our team, and brothers in general that will hold you to the line, wanting to see you win, bi-idhnillah. And on top of that, we have in-person retreats. Everything that you've learned in these modules, you'll be able to actualize it, pushing yourself to the limit with brothers that are doing the same. That is where the man that left home and the man that came back is not the same man. That is the system. Now, you've seen the masculinity content. You've read the books, but none of them are as comprehensive as this. This is not a course. This is a system that is anchored in Quran and Sunnah with brotherhood that is real and it is enforced. We don't let you disappear for no reason. We want to know how you are doing. We want to see you win. Brother Faizan came in with no system, no anchor, no ambition. But after his first retreat, he found himself again. He found himself on something consistent. He was seeing change. Alhamdulillah. What about Brother Tim, Sadia, and Muhammad Ali? After this Ramadan that they spent with Masterman, said that they came out as new men of the best Ramadans that they've ever had, more consistent than ever, and their families were noticing. Now, these are men who decided not to drift. You can see their stories below in the videos. So you may be asking yourself, what's going to happen when I come in? Within the first 30 days, you're going to be given a self-audit on where you stand on the four Fs, faith, family, fitness, and fraternity. You'll also be given a clear system within the system, a handful of weekly assignments that you will be needing to do and logging in every single day to the best of your ability. There will be brothers that know who you are, your situation, and they'll be checking on you weekly as well, along with weekly sessions with me. Twice a week, we'll be going through the modules that were discovered earlier, capitalizing on action items and questions that we should ask each other with breakout rooms, further getting to know each other, learning more about ourselves, coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be stronger men that Allah wants us to be. If anything of what I said describes you and you're ready to join this movement, well, the next step is just a conversation. 30 minutes. We audit where you actually stand and we set the map road forward to see if this is really beneficial for you. Most brothers said that one 30-minute conversation gave them more clarity than the years they've been trying to fix it on their own. Now, if it's not the right fit, we will tell you straight. This movement is only for serious men only, and we protect that. Now, if it's right, then you'll be invited in. You'll get coached by me weekly. You'll join the fraternity of brothers, and your change will begin to start. You will also have access to the retreats, inshallah. Now, below this video is the application. Now, I need you to fill out this application, but please, fill it out honestly. If there is an area that you are weak in, write that you are weak in this area. Show up, brothers. Be honest, be sincere for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and be ready. I'll see you soon. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.